What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Oh, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, all right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support, it's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckletrowmax and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master, the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
You've done, you've wallowed in obscurity ever since we left that other station, and you couldn't stand it. Why do you come here trying to tell these people you've been fishing and hunting? You've been sitting glued in front of that television to Channel 5, watching me out here make a bigger star out of myself, and you're realizing that the people are forgetting about you, and that's why you're here today. Yeah, tell the truth,
no,
Banana
Nose. I'll tell you the exact truth. One of the hesitations I had of coming back here was the fact that I knew I was going to have to listen to that mouth that hadn't gotten any smaller.
Yeah, tell that to all those rednecks out there, because I know better, but it is good to see that nose again. First of all, I want to mention, everybody's wondering, where's Lance Russell? Well, he had a death in his family today. One of his Baxter suits passed away, and he couldn't be here. It shined itself to death. Did you know that? Lance couldn't be here today, but I'm sure he'll be back next week, won't he?
He will.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Heyo.
Heyo.
What's up, everybody?
Good evening.
We're back in the studio.
Thank God.
I want to know why my fucking headphones only have one can going. I don't understand.
You sound good, though.
I sound all right, right?
You sound amazing.
All right. Well, welcome to another edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Do you want
to
change headphones?
No, I'll change headphones on a break.
Okay.
I don't want to switch them now while we're broadcasting.
Copy that.
Anyway, I'm your gracious host, the Impact player, Mr. Philip G. Rea. And joining me tonight in studio, as always,
the asshole face, the future Lance Russell, Mr. Choppy.
Yo, man, Lance Russell died.
Well, the man was 91 fucking years old. God bless him.
Heroes are dropping like flies, man.
They are, dude. Tom Petty, bro, was shocked the fuck out of me this week.
That really hit home
for
me.
That hit hard.
I was playing the Wilburys on the way to fucking work that morning. Like, that's how fucking much I, you know, was into it, so.
I couldn't believe it, man. I was listening to Refugee, then Free Fallin', and it was just like, what the fuck, man? This guy was, like, one of my heroes.
Right. Well, we are live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, we have Shaylin, and hey, Shaylin, how are you?
Has everybody listening in the chat room, Shaylin included?
Yep, and we have, I guess, two anonymous people.
Hello, gorgeous. Yeah, no, so we're live. We had first of all, before I get into anything, Chop, I want to thank all the good folks at FTW one more time for a really nice time last week.
I want to, was it Rage was a gentleman?
Yeah, Sal.
Sal was great.
The tech guys were really awesome with us. They gave us whatever we needed.
As soon as we walked in, all the talent came in and shook our hands.
Welcomed us, yeah.
Total respect. They were very nice.
You stole the show. I got immediate feedback like hours later. Choppy carried you. Choppy was excellent doing the play-by-play. He was awesome. He was funny. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, that's great. You did well, and everybody acknowledged you, so that's awesome.
You know what it was? I don't want to like toot my own horn. I don't want to do any of that because I like to be humble. I don't like to sound like a total, you know, cocky asshole. But you know, it takes a secondary person to make what I did good. So if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't have been good. Trust me.
Well, I want to thank everybody from FTW Wrestling. I want to thank Sacred Heart Academy. I want to thank the dozens of Ridgewood and Glendale heads that came out to see me. That was fantastic,
dude. Your boy Chris is dope.
Yeah, Chris is—he's good people, man. Chris is 6 years old.
Awesome guy, and his wife was really nice.
Took a really nice picture of us. If you go on the Facebook page, you'll see it.
Yep, really nice. Oh, Maverick says hi. He says, "Yo, Phil."
You know, it's apropos that he's in a chat room because he's in Vegas right now.
Dude, be careful, man. I know it just happened, but be careful, anyways.
Well, he marked himself safe that night. He's one of them fucking country heads. He likes the country music, which I hate country music, but that's what was the concert that was going on. So, we're going to do this again. Whoever buys a t-shirt in the next 2 weeks, go to prowrestlingtees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. We will donate any money we make from the show. The hell was that?
That was a motorcycle, my
That's
friend.
A motorcycle outside.
We apologize.
Yeah, we're working on it. Let me get to this first.
Okay.
You buy a shirt, we'll donate the money to any Vegas. We'll find an organization for Vegas, and we'll donate the money. We get a little bit of a stipend from every shirt that we sell. So go to ProWrestlingTees.com, buy a shirt, ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks, buy a shirt, be a mark, and we'll donate money to Vegas. It's a really shit show over there right now. If you've been living under a rock, it's the biggest mass murder since fucking 9/11.
I had an interesting debate this morning.
You know what? I'm not debating it with anybody. I'm not. Anybody tries to debate anything with me, I don't want to hear about conspiracy theories. I don't want to hear about fucking, you know, terrorism. It was an act. It was a terrible act.
It was.
A lot of people died and a lot of people were injured.
It was. I'm sorry. It wasn't today. It was yesterday. And I didn't even instigate the conversation. You know what happened? You know what instigated the conversation? My Bullet Club t-shirt.
Your Bullet Club t-shirt.
Yes. One of my coworkers, he's an older guy, probably in his 60s. He doesn't understand wrestling. I could care less. So he looks at my t-shirt and he's just like, don't you think it's a little offensive to be wearing that shirt right now in a time like this? And I said, what are you talking about? And he's just like, well, it just happened in Vegas. I was like, dude, my shirt has nothing to do with what happened in Vegas. It's a wrestling t-shirt. He's like, yeah, but it's a lot of really offensive. Don't you understand? We just had the biggest massive shooting massacre in all of American history. I was like, first off, you're wrong. The most major massacre that's happened so far in American soil has been 9/11.
Right.
So right off, you're wrong. And secondly, people who see my t-shirt should not get offended because it's freedom of expression. If you're offended, turn around. Don't look at it. And besides, this has nothing to do, my shirt had nothing to do with killing and shooting. It's a wrestling t-shirt. If you have a problem with it, then too bad. It's a shirt. Deal with it. And you know what's another issue? People are way too offended, way too easily about things. And you remember that little post that you did on Facebook about politics and how people don't vote? This fuckhead was another person who didn't vote. So you want to know something? Fuck you, man. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I posted something online because people on social media have way too much of a fucking opinion. You know, about things that they don't, either they're not educated enough about, and or they, you know, they're just clouded by, like I have a lot of family who are fucking servicemen and women, right? And everybody's like, oh, you fucking, you know, you're a Trump hater, and you know, you're this, you're that. I'm like, first of all, the name calling, like,
yep.
And this is my family, dude, and I'm gonna be passive aggressive. I'm not gonna call names, but my family is involved. My family got into a fight with somebody on Facebook the other day over politics. I'm like, I don't understand the logic. And I'll say it like this: 44% of 300 million people do not vote in this country. And I feel like if you didn't vote, you shouldn't have a say in what goes on in the world. And I'm sorry, not in the world, in politics.
Well, I agree with that because I didn't vote, and I have no opinion on what. I shouldn't be able to.
No, you have an opinion.
I have an opinion, but I just can't complain.
Well, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going to validate it.
No, you don't have to.
Right.
But the thing is, you nailed it when you said 40% of 300 million people did not vote in the past election. That's almost 150 million people that did not vote, and I was one of them.
Correct.
So whatever you put on Facebook was very well said. I felt like you didn't offend anybody. And if you did, fuck them.
My heart breaks for these people. And I was watching baseball before, and there was two major league studs. Was it Chris Bryant and from the Cubs? And, of course, from the Nationals, Bryce Harper, who are both native Nevadians, if that's what they're called. They're from Vegas. And they were like they couldn't even, they were trying to compose themselves, asking for help. And that's how fucked up it is. So, you know, I was more upset that day that Tom Petty passed away. And people were posting, oh, you're more upset about Tom Petty than you are about the people. I was like, listen, man, I'm not more upset. I was more upset that Tom Petty passed because I have a connection to Tom Petty. But I'm just so used to fucking people getting killed now in big places that I'm numb to it now. You know what I'm saying? If it's not a nightclub, it's a fucking concert, people blowing up. The thing in England, the thing in Miami last year in the gay club. Like, come on, man. What the fuck? Like, it's got to stop. And people are like, oh, you're going to need stricter gun laws. First of all, why do you need a submachine gun? Why do you need a semi-automatic? What do you... I mean, there's so many things you can get into. It could be gun laws. It could be... This is not a Republican or a Democrat thing, man. This is a fucking human being thing, man. Correct. And this is the problem with this country. Everybody has a voice now. The podcasting, social media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News... Everybody has a voice now.
And it's your right to have that voice.
It is your, it's your God-given right if you live in this country. And I will support my military. I will support law enforcement because I grew up with it. and I was against it, considering where I grew up. But you have to understand something. This is a fucking serious thing here. And you know, people around the world that don't live here, and no disrespect to you guys either, and we have a lot of overseas listeners, like, it's a different vibe where we're from, where you're from. And things are taken way too literally here, where in other places it's not. It's a culture. Someone posted a poem from, one of our friends posted a poem about America, you know, and it was like a metaphor for a gun, you know. Well, why do Americans need guns all the time? No, we don't need guns. And not everybody has to carry a fucking pistol to the Walmart, you know. All I'm saying is there was a culture here before me, and there's a culture that's going to be here after me. My time here will be used wisely. I'm not about that life. My friends, my family aren't about that life. You understand what I'm saying? So with that all being said, you know, you put your faith in something, whether it be God, whether it be another, if you believe in something else, but you put your faith in something and you just pray that you live long enough to get your word across for other generations, for my kids, for your kids, for our nieces and nephews, and you know what I'm saying? That's what we're living for. We're living for the family. We're living for the life. We're not living for hate. And we don't condone it. We don't push it or plug it. It's a sin. And I'm not going to get into this with people on social media. That's why I posted. I'm like, I don't want people to misconstrue what I'm saying. And I came off a bit dickish, but...
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I did because I didn't... The first thing I said was, if you don't like it, delete me. And I said that because I don't like... I don't care what you... See, that's the thing. I posted something, right? And I don't care what you... I don't care if you replied or not. Whether you agree with me or not. I didn't reply to anybody who replied to it. Why? Because I don't care what you have to say. That's my opinion. That's what I did. I won't validate anybody on this planet who doesn't start with them in terms of politics. You know, like if you didn't vote, if you don't know who your congresspeople are, your assembly persons, who your mayor is, it starts grassroots. And then my friend was like, well, it starts with, you know, people have to take responsibility for themselves. That's common sense. Like, you have to have the common sense first in order to go on and have the ability to pick your leaders. 44% of 300 million people is a lot of fucking people that don't care about my country. And for them to sit on social media, piss and moan about the fucking government and flag bearing and taking a knee, you guys can all take a fucking back seat and wait your turn in the 3 years, and then put somebody else in that seat and see how it goes. And this is what government does. You know, I'm sick of the bullshit, man. I'm a sports fanatic. I'm not going to stop watching football, even though I know these guys fucking rape their women, beat them up, beat their kids up, they do drugs. I don't condone that. I don't watch it for those guys. I watch it because I love the sport, you know? Do I agree with them taking a knee? No, I don't. But there's a reason why they're doing it. It's not for the. It's not to deface the flag. It's for oppression. There's racism in this country. In 2017, minorities are getting killed by law enforcement for no fucking reason, and it's a sin. So these guys, these overgrown babies, these overgrown athletes, don't like what Trump has to say, and they're like, "I'm going to take a knee." Trump's just mad because he tried to start his own football league 25 years ago and it didn't work. 30 years ago, it didn't work. So he's had a hard-on for the NFL for years. So that's where his beef is. Don't get it twisted, boys and girls. Okay? I'm all about the peace. I'm not one of these tree-hugging hippies either. I'm all about the peace. I want people to just... You don't have to have the same opinion as I do. But just respect it.
And you know what it is? That's the problem nowadays. There's a lack of respect when somebody gives out an opinion. Like, I know we're talking about politics right now, but like today, I was listening to the Taz's podcast, and a caller called in, and pretty much gave his opinion about a specific wrestler, and Taz automatically shot him down. Why are you going to don't shoot somebody down just because you don't agree with their opinion. Let them talk first. Let them marinate first. Don't just say no. Let them marinate first. And then you formulate your own opinion and tell them how you feel. Because a lot of people don't... Like, for example, you've told me before that because of your political interests, you've lost friends.
On social media.
On social media.
Not because of my political... People just deleted me because, I don't know, maybe because I didn't get involved. You know, like, there's people that were fighting over on our page.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. I think people need to grow up. They need to get a hobby and stop voicing. You can voice your opinion, but don't shoot somebody down just because they have their own view of how things should be done in this country. You want to know why? We are given the right to speech, expression, and we can do whatever we want with those things as long as we don't hurt anybody in the process.
If I was friends with half the people on Facebook because of their political... their political
views.
Yeah. I wouldn't be friends. I mean, then we wouldn't be friends.
Correct.
I'm not even, because I'm a registered independent, bro, I can't even vote in the primaries.
Correct.
So I have to pick and choose my guy or girl when it's time, and I don't even have a leg up. And I chose that because I didn't want to be labeled as with a party, and that's just me.
But you want to know something, Phil? You don't have to be part of a party. Like, here's the thing. There are some things that I'm very conservative about, and some things I'm very liberal about. Like you can't be a full Democrat. I'm not a full Democrat, and I'm not a full Republican, because there's a lot of stuff that I agree with and don't agree with.
Right.
And for you, example, to be labeled as an independent, good for you, man. You know what? Fuck everyone else who's trying to like have you vote for a Republican or vote for, it's your right as an American.
I had to unfollow friends because they were adding me to pages like vote for this person, vote for that person.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm not gonna unfriend you, I'm gonna unfollow you.
Yep.
I don't care if you're following Bernie or Hillary or Donald, I don't care. I will wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning like I do every fucking 4 years. I will walk to the polls in the freezing cold and I will make my vote like I always do no matter where I'm living. I'm accused of cutting people off.
You're fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
I don't want to cut you off. But I make that decision every 4 years, whether it's my mayor, whether it's my governor, whether it's my president.
And this, and people, listen up. And this coming from a guy who, by all means, either gets up extra early to go vote or right after work, he will go and vote right after work. And it doesn't matter to him if it's 10 or 11 o'clock at night, he will still vote. Now, me and him, we have different opinions on the voting system here in this country. I choose not to vote, and it's in his eyes, he thinks it's wrong, but I choose not to vote because I don't believe in the voting system in this country, especially for not just for presidency. I think that in the end, the Electoral College decides our officials, our president in this country. Now, when it comes to local government, I full-heartedly believe in voting for the local government. So, like he said, if you don't know who your congressman is, if you don't know who your mayor is, if you don't know who your governor is, pick up a newspaper, go online, do what you got to do to know who your people are.
Yeah, don't be influenced by social media.
Please.
Don't be influenced by... don't be influenced by CNN or Fox News
or MSNBC. Yeah.
Do your own research. Do your own homework. Get involved in your community. You know, get involved. And listen, all I want you to do as a fan of this show is to respect other human beings. And I say this after every show, take care of yourselves, each other. I mean that. That's not just me being like a Jerry Springer mark. That's me telling you guys sincerely, take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Then you take care of your friends and each other. And that's what's going to make the world go round. That's what's going to make the world change. If people start taking an initiative and taking care of each other. There's a time and place for everything. Pick and choose battles that are that are big enough to matter, small enough, big enough to matter, and small enough to win.
Exactly.
That's basically it. Put your faith in something. Me, I put my faith in God, my family, my friends, and that's it. And that's how it goes. Just have the name calling alone. Guys, please cut the shit with the name calling. It doesn't make you look good. Oh, you're a Trump hater. You're an idiot. You're this. You're that. Dude, just, or girl, just shut up. Get over it, man. Move on. It's not, life ain't that bad.
Could you imagine if we had different political views and we're doing the show and we just argue all the time?
Well,
we wouldn't be able to do the show.
That would make good radio.
It would. People.
And this is what happens on radio all the time. I listen to satellite radio. I play for satellite radio. I pay for it. And when you listen to the POTUS channel and you listen to all these other fucking channels, it's like, it's just liberals and conservatives beefing over nonsense.
Yep.
As soon as something happens, no one's proactive, everyone's reactive, and everyone beefs about the nonsense. I'm done with it. So that's my political stance for the rest of the year. Choppy can bring up whatever the hell he wants to bring up. I'm done with it. I just want people to get along. That's all I ask you guys. You don't have to listen. You could stop listening to my show tonight after this episode. If you walk away with something like take care of somebody else, then I did my job as a podcaster.
The one thing that I choose not to do, which cause arguments, is I don't talk about religion and I don't talk about politics.
And we normally don't.
We don't.
But when the dude kills
500 people? Oh, no, 59 people and then injures 500
from a rooftop in Vegas. Or room 34 is above a concert venue that hits home from... My sister lives there. One of my close friends lived there.
Yeah.
Two of my close friends lived there. Okay? So, like, this is family we're talking. Now you're
scary.
Now you're fucking with family. You know, so it hits home for me. I know my sister wasn't there. I could have sworn Maverick was going to be there, but he wasn't.
Thank God.
He's into that fucking knee-slapping music. You know? But this is what I'm talking. These people are lifelong friends and family. So you can't tell me that I'm not allowed to have an opinion. I can. I just don't want people to misconstrue that I'm picking a side or this is about gun control. This is about human beings. This is about taking care of each other. This is what happens in times of crisis. People step up.
Correct.
With that being said, we have news to get into, my friend.
Yeah, we do.
All right. So, well, where do you want to go first? We talked about Lance Russell passing away.
Yes, we did. Let's talk about War Games.
So, it was announced earlier this week that the NXT TakeOver event in November from Texas...
Yep, Houston.
...is going to have the War Games.
I am so fucking excited. If it wasn't Vince to pull the trigger on this match, it had to be Triple H. All
right. So I'm listening to Busted Open, and that's my mistake right there.
Okay.
The next day. And it was brought up from Bubba Ray that, you know, it might be wasted on NXT.
No, it's not.
So, because, you know, War Games tells a story.
Of course.
War Games had, you know what I'm saying? Now, if the spoilers are right, this is going to settle a lot of feuds. And it's all everybody. What's dope is everybody involved is either a faction or a tag team.
Correct.
And everybody has a beef with each other. If you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it right. And I want to side note this with Cody Rhodes. I understand your dad your father was my hero. Okay.
Yep.
And he's not listening to the podcast, and that's fine. But if somebody is a friend of his and wants to pass this on to him. Because we have influence of a ton of people.
Yep.
I want you to pass this along to him. No one cares about your approval. No disrespect. But I think bringing back War Games is not only a tribute to Dusty Rhodes, but it's...
Who might I add was influential in NXT as well?
He was one of the guys who helped Triple H push the product.
Correct.
All I care about is bringing back the... You know, I'm all about nostalgia. But I'm about nostalgia if you can tell me a good story and finish the feud.
Dude, I'm already predicting so much shit right now. I have so it laid out already in my mind.
The authors of Pain have been tweeting with poor Ellering, like ridiculous.
How many? This would have to be the how many war games has Ellering been in? Involved?
Almost all of them, except for the 90s.
And this is going to be like how what's his like ninth or tenth war game?
We have to understand something. They did war games for like a month.
Correct.
During the bash.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Bro,
it's going to be madness.
I'm already predicting Roderick Strong to screw the AOP and join up with Roddy with Cole and Fish and O'Reilly.
Yeah, we're all getting together the next day for Survivor Series.
Oh my god!
But I think we're going to have to get together that night
for Houston
to watch war games.
Absolutely. You know what it feels like, this war games? I feel like I'm watching NWA from like 1985 or 86, where the horsemen are like going to be formed. It's weird. Like the Undisputed Era, if you think about it, if Roddy joins the Undisputed Era, that's your horseman right there for NXT. And then the AOP is the Legion of Doom. And then Sanity, I don't know what Sanity is, but they're also an integral part of this match.
Sanity would be like, you know,
like the Russians?
The Russians or the SST.
Oh my god, dude. It's going to be madness. Did you see who's also fighting Drew McIntyre for the belt?
Yeah,
Cien Almas.
Cien Almas, yeah.
That's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be... Listen, and TakeOver is normally good before a major pay-per-view.
Oh, it's going to be... And to me, it's better than what WWE puts out.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it.
And it's only 2 hours, man. It's an easy 2 hours to watch. I love it.
Yeah, I watched the last NXT at your house, and it was like the quickest 2 hours
of my life. I thought... I was like, man, I wanted more.
Yeah.
And we couldn't.
Well, you're going to get War Games, which is going to be about at least an hour.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If they do it right.
First off, we need a double ring and double cage.
Yeah.
I hope they produce that.
Yeah.
Because if it's just a single ring and cage, it's gonna suck.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And it's going to be happening. So that's going to be the night before Survivor Series. It's going to be fun.
I think there's a bunch of matches already predicted, like Velveteen Dream versus Aleister Black.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see who debuted on NXT?
No.
Lio Rush.
Oh, good for him.
Lio Rush is on the NXT roster now.
I didn't watch NXT this week.
I didn't see all of it, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's must-see TV for me.
Must-see TV. I got to check it out. Yeah, I've been without cable. That's another story, but I got cable back today, but I'm not even going to get into it. I'm so fucking aggravated.
Well, to watch Raw and SmackDown, you can just use my Hulu.
Use the Hulu, yeah. I'm going to watch the Hulu. But, so that's what's going down. The Ric Flair documentary is next month. I don't know if we mentioned that yet.
For ESPN, the 30
yeah,
for 30?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited about that.
There's a new, I don't know if you saw the post, there's a new Brian Pillman book coming out.
Yeah, I read about that too.
I think I want to get it.
Yesterday was the 20th anniversary of him dying.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, it's the same day of the throwback that we're doing tonight.
Yeah.
If you weren't a Brian Pillman fan, like in his heel days, between the blondes, him being a horseman, him in ECW, and then, of course, him in WWE. Like, if you weren't a fan of Brian Pillman, man, you need to check yourself because he was amazing. Not the flying Brian that came out to Rocket with the cheerleaders and all that. He was a good hand. Everybody forgets he was on the first Monday Nitro as well. He fought Jushin Thunder Liger. He did, and he was a tag team champion multiple times, once with Steve Austin. They were the Hollywood Blondes, one of the best teams ever that should have stayed together. And that was Austin's opinion. You know, Brian Pillman in ECW was genius.
And at that time, I beat myself up for it because I didn't appreciate Brian Pillman for the greatness that he was. It was later in life when I started watching his stuff from WCW that I was like, wow, this guy was... Before the car wreck that he had, oh my god, he was so good. He was so good in that ring. He was magic. And then when him and Austin got together, and they did that Flair for the Old, oh dude, I saw that. I was like, these guys are money, bro. They should have stayed together.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I have a question from Shaylin. She said, "Who would be the dangerous alliance of NXT if we had to pick?" There's really not.
You can. That's a mixed bag. You know, you can put any of those heels in there.
Because you think about it, Dangerous Alliance is like, that was like their version of the Four Horsemen for the 90s. Because that's what they were looking to. The reason that the Alliance was put together was because they wanted a version of the Horsemen, since Flair was gone.
But I guess
I don't know. But
I have to think about that.
Yeah. Any new? What other news do we?
I watched Raw.
What'd you think?
Didn't like it. It was all right. The whole Shield thing is, if they bring the Shield back, I'll be all right with that.
Bringing it back.
I don't have an issue with that.
My issue with the Shield is this: if they bring back the Shield, they have to wear the SWAT gear again. Because look, fucking Seth and Dean are tag team champions. They were built as the Shield or are part of the Shield, but not coming out together as a team. If they're coming back as a 3-man crew, they have to wear the SWAT gear back to the way they were before. Even if the reunion is only for like 3 or 4 months, they have to wear the SWAT gear, and that's it. And I think this is what's going to make Roman get cheered again, because when the last moment of Raw was them looking at each other, they didn't even talk, and everyone was cheering for this. Which means I think Roman is going to start getting cheered now. Which I'm not going to defend Roman anymore. I'm done defending. So you know what I have to say. You guys know how I feel.
Yeah. I'm not going to. That's beat a dead horse.
I'm done. I told you this before, production, but I love the Alliance. Elias Samson.
Yes.
That was so dope.
Doing the Alice in Chains.
Bro,
yeah,
he was growing on me. I'm a full fledged fan now. I cannot. I wonder what he's going to cover next week. That's how excited I am.
All right, I fixed my headphones.
Oh, you feel better?
I feel better about life now.
Oh, good.
Fucking every time I do, every time we move this mixer, a knob gets turned that I miss.
It's okay.
I know. I always tell myself, all right, Dick, fix the board. Anyway,
what else? I saw part of SmackDown. I didn't see all of it.
Watched SmackDown today. I fell asleep on it. I was having a really bad mental... I was having a mental health day. It was just bad news today. But I did have a good day after 6 o'clock. I want to thank Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas, who's at Comic-Con as we speak.
Exactly.
And got us DDP.
I want to thank Rob, and I want to thank Diamond Dallas Page for that.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
If anyone is friends with Diamond Dallas Page, get this out to him. Thank you very much from the Impact player Phil Rea and Choppy.
Yeah, man.
For recording that for us. That was really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll play that a lot now. So
so now we have Sam Roberts.
We have Sam Roberts. We have Little Egypt. We have Sonny Ono.
Johnny Valiant.
Jimmy Valiant.
Sorry, Jimmy.
We have DDP. And then we have Dave Milliken.
Yep.
So we're having a nice little...
Thank you very much, guys.
A list of friends now we have.
I tell you right now, Rob is... I don't know how he does it.
Well, I said it on Facebook today, and I'm... It's for me. If I didn't have the group of friends I've had, I'd be in a bad place. So my friends and my family, they look out for me like their family. So it's it made my day. So Rob, thank you very much for that.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So let's see. Yeah, so I saw SmackDown. The Bobby Roode Ziggler's match intrigues me for Hell in a Cell.
It's gonna be good.
Should we preview Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, let's preview that.
Let me bring up the match as well. Talk to the folks while I...
Let me look at some of these questions right here. Hold on.
Oh, we have questions, too. We have caller questions.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think here. All right. Okay. I'm trying to, like Phil said, I am a resident shit kicker. This is from Maverick. If I can't afford it, there are very few country concerts I could... Good for you, Mav. Shaylin says Pillman's loose cannon gimmick was wrestling gold. I agree, because you never could tell when that guy was on or off, honestly.
Yeah.
He was great. He was fantastic. Chat room, do you have any questions? That'd be great, too.
Well, I have questions here.
Yeah, we're going to do those, too.
What we'll do is we'll preview Hell in a Cell, and then we'll answer these questions. Let me pull up...
That's good. Guys in chat room, let me know what you guys think about the pay-per-view this Sunday.
Oh yes, Hell in a Cell looks good. I'm excited. I'm going to be here, which is good. You want to come by and watch it?
I'm actually eating dinner with the Papa Dukes.
You with Pops?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. He wants to see the baby.
Oh yeah, you got to see that
top. Yeah, a little. He wants to see the Rugrat.
Okay. All right. Let's break this down real quick.
Do it. Kickoff match.
Well, the Fashion Files will be returning to Hell in a Cell. You don't like that, right? Gable and Shelton Benjamin versus the Hype Bros. That's the kickoff match.
This is what's going to happen. Gable and Shelton are going to win that.
And the Hype Bros are going to break up.
Either the Hype Bros are going to break up or they're both going to turn heel.
Okay. I like that. Orton versus Rusev.
Rusev Vutria. Rusev Machka. I think Rusev's going to win that.
Rusev Poo Poo. Rusev Kaka. Bobby Roode versus Ziggles.
Roode, of course.
The match intrigues me. I'm excited
for
this match.
It's going to be a good athletic match.
I am very excited for this match. I'm picking Bobby Roode also. U.S. Championship, AJ Styles will lose to Baron Corbin.
You think?
Dude, he just lost again to Ty Dillinger. He's losing a bunch of times. He's got to be AJ Styles now.
Oh, man.
To push the feud along. I don't want him to have the belt.
I think AJ's going to win.
You think?
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell tag team match for the championship. SmackDown champs, The New Day, taking on the Usos.
Usos are going to win.
Nice promo, by the way.
Yes, I saw that.
I enjoyed the thug promo.
That was good.
I enjoy that a lot.
I think Usos are going to win that. Because you know the champions in the cage match, they always lose the belts.
WWE Championship match, Jinder My Balls, taking on Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm going to go with Jinder.
You taking Jinder?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take Nakamura.
Okay, good. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, just to fucking mix it up a little bit.
And of course, Owens is going to win.
Owens versus Shane McMahon and Hell in a Cell.
Yo, can you give me like 2 minutes? I'll be right back. I need the bathroom.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll be right back. Sorry. I'll be right back.
Chobby's going to use the can.
Sorry.
It's all right. Hello, Mavericks, Mrs. C. Hello, everybody. I don't have the chat room in front of me. I have a 32-inch screen. It's in front of Choppy. So, I'm not looking at the chat room directly. Because Choppy, that's Choppy's job. So, if I miss one, I'm sorry. But I'm excited for this card, man. I really am. I'm excited for Hell in a Cell. I'm not a big fan of the gimmick. Those big gimmick cages like Hell in a Cell or the Elimination Chamber, but they're bringing back War Games. So I have this little warm feeling in my tummy about, you know, having the cage match feel. Like, these cage matches on Hell in a Cell have that cage match feel that, you know, that something's going to happen. Ending of a feud, maybe a continuation of another feud. Like, there's a feel, that big fight feel to it, and that's what intrigues me about the Hell in a Cell between the Usos and Bob and New Day and Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon. Kevin Owens is the best heel in the business right now. I feel like he's untouchable on the mic. He's untouchable in the ring right now. He's having a run. And he's the guy he doesn't need a championship to be over. He's doing well for himself enough to get by. Like, he's just having himself a grand old time. Like, legit. Let me see. Hold on a second. No, I don't even know. What was the chat room saying?
Let's see. Oh.
Boat said, dude, I got here. And I'll let Choppy read that when he comes back in. Listen, what do you want me to tell you? He couldn't hang out. He couldn't hold out for the break. That's why I went before the show started. But, you know, his bladder was talking to him. Now he's got to go. It is what it is. We do have some questions from the Facebook page. I want to wait till Choppy gets back, though. I have two. But we'll get that when he gets back. And I think my phone is going off here. He's texting me from the bathroom. Fucking idiot. Oh, man. Anyway. Where is it? I'm just trying to get these questions back up. He's actually texting me from the bathroom. It's pretty funny. But anyway, I am I'm very excited about the pay-per-view. And I don't like, normally don't like Hell in a Cell. So it's going to be fun for me. I'm going to catch up on some wrestling and have a night about it when Junior gets home. Yeah, so I'm glad chat room's having a good time tonight. We're doing all right. But what else? I really don't want to talk about anything else until Choppy gets back. Because then it's going to be like, oh, you know, miss it without him and all this other nice happy horse shit. Let's see. Let's see. Anything else going on in wrestling? I could pull up my news feed. The video game looks good. It comes out next week. The kid already pre-ordered it, so he's excited about that. I saw some of the video for it. So if you're a video game head, go get that WWE 2K18 when it comes out. They're doing a WWE 24 on Goldberg. Let's see. Santino was in a judo tournament. Do we care about that? No, I don't think we care about that. Let's see. Oh, they signed Kairi Sane, NXT. That's good. Somebody asked me about Enzo Amore. You know, I like him as the guy with the target on his back. I really do. I do. I like the fact they all beat him up. Maybe it'll make him work a little harder in the ring, you know? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Let's see.
So, anyway. See, this is why I go to bathroom before the show starts. This way we don't have these problems. Once in a while I have to step away, but normally it's like a dire emergency. So he's still in the bathroom. He's still in the bathroom. You know what? No, I was going to take a break, but I could wait a minute. Let's see. Find some more news here. No one cares about Total Bellas. That show was terrible, by the way. I tried watching a couple minutes of it. I don't know how anybody watches that show. It's fucking trash. Like, the Bellas are awful. John Cena is awful behind when he's not in a wrestling ring. Like, I don't, poor Daniel Bryan. Oh, look who's back.
Woo!
You're getting some love in the chat room, but I wasn't reading it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize about that. What does it say? Let's see.
Who's Boats?
Oh, Boats. I was actually in 2008 Prudential Center. Boats says, no kidding, Shay Lynn. My only claim is to fame is being at the first In Your House in Syracuse. This is quick. Give us Fantasy Rumble while we're waiting, Phil.
A Fantasy Rumble? We're going to do the Fantasy, the picks this year for the Rumble. So if your number gets picked, you're going to win a prize from the closet.
Ooh.
I got lots of prizes.
Oh, stop.
Stop it, stupid.
Oh, you're so rigorous.
That's it.
That's it and shit.
Did you hear Maurice's podcast?
No.
It's called The Rigorous Podcast.
I didn't know that.
It's so dope. You got to hear it. Oh. It's like 40 minutes a clip.
Oh, dude.
You got to hear it. It's fucking ridiculous. All right. We have two. You got anything else to say about the Hell in a Cell?
No.
All right.
We're good.
So Gilbert GGV wants to know, what's up, Gilbert, by the way? Gilbert always supports us.
What's up, Gil?
He wants to know, what 80s and 90s WWF lower or mid-card guys could have been big stars if they had been pushed?
Ooh. Wow. Mid-card? Damn, that's hard. That's a good question.
Well, with the 80s, you could have went with a lot of people. You could have went with mid-card guys. You could have pushed Santana again. They never pushed him again.
I think you could have had Rick Rude as mid-carder.
Rick Rude you could have pushed.
As a world champion.
As a world champion, I agree.
Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect.
Even though he's more of a 90s guy.
Right.
Rick Martel. Yeah, man. Rick Martel would have been money.
I agree. They could have pushed Adrian Adonis when he was the adorable one. It could have given me the Intercontinental title.
I could have seen that. A lower card guy. Now let's go with lower card guys. For the '80s, though.
All right, Coco Beware.
Ugh, no.
No, no push?
No way.
No?
He was a shits.
Iron Mike Sharp?
Yeah, he was dope. I liked Iron Mike Sharp. He was dope. He was dope.
How about, let's see, how about Barry Horowitz?
Of course.
Yeah?
I love Barry Horowitz. He's one of my favorite jobber of all time.
Yeah.
Well, and the 90s now.
The 90s Disco Inferno.
You think so?
Yeah. I think he was great. Funny.
I think Alex Wright could have been money.
Alex Wright.
As Berlin.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Alex Wright, though.
I thought he was good.
Ultimo Dragon.
He could have been money.
Let's see. Big Boss Man, he could have pushed. As...
Yeah, he really didn't get too much of a push, though, in the 90s. I don't know why.
Well,
it was
in the
good. 80s,
though. I'm just reverting back to the 80s again. I'm just... It's a great question, Gilbert. I mean, I'd have to... I would actually consider coming up with a list.
I got a good one. Val Venus.
I was about to say him.
Val Venus could have been money.
Well, he was IC champ.
He was European champion, IC champion, and tag champion. I think he could have been world champion. He was good.
He wasn't a lower level mid-card guy, though.
He was. It got to a certain point that he was lower level after all those title wins. Both said the goon.
The goon.
Ring that bell. That was great. Or T.L. Hopper. My God, T.L. Hopper.
Dirty White Boy, Tony Anthony.
Oh, remember Dirty White? Oh, that's him.
That's him.
Yeah, from...
from Memphis.
Memphis.
No, not in Memphis.
Smokey.
Smokey Mountain Wrestling. Yep. James Gruesome Fort. What's up, James? Thank you for your question. He wants to know, is this one of the greatest Hell in a Cell matches ever? It's still my favorite, meaning tonight's throwback.
Probably, in terms of wrestling...
Yeah, is it better than Taker and Foley?
In terms of wrestling, yes. In terms of shock value, Taker and Foley were so shocking, bro.
Yeah.
When I first saw that, I thought Foley was dead. I thought he was done. I couldn't believe what happened with Foley in that match. But for me, shock-wise was Foley and Taker. But in terms of wrestling, Undertaker and Shawn killed it.
Yeah. I think I have one more question from there, and we'll go to a break.
Sure.
Where the fuck is my page? Where the fuck is my page?
Both said Duke the Dumpster.
Duke the Dumpster. Dumpster. Fucking clown.
Oh, that's a good one.
What?
Waylon Mercy.
Oh, Dan Spivey?
Come on, dude. He was dope as Waylon Mercy. He was ahead of his time. Look at fucking Bray Wyatt.
Give me one second. I'm trying to find.
Oh, and then Boat said Papa Shango.
Papa Shango was dope.
I did like Papa Shango. I didn't like his feud with Warrior, but I liked Papa Shango. I'm trying to think who
else. I had one more question, but it's in the pinned post, and I can't
pin the post.
You know when you pin the post at the top of the page? There it is. Here we go. Nope, that's it. I thought I had more questions. I do not.
Oh, here we go. Boat said, unbridled with PG bullshit, what two guys would give the best Hell in a Cell match? In this PG era.
In this PG era?
I think so. I think that's what he means.
Bray Wyatt.
Okay. And who else?
Bray Wyatt. Is it sad that I don't have anybody else?
No, it could be anybody.
I don't know. Bray Wyatt. It comes to my mind. I can't think of anybody else.
If we're talking about violence and brutality, Bray Wyatt and... Dude, I'm still waiting for my Bray Wyatt-Brock Lesnar match. I would like to see them two go at it in Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell?
Oh,
you don't waste Brock Lesnar in fucking Hell in a Cell.
Why not? We saw Undertaker in Hell and Brock in Hell in a Cell, and they fucking destroyed each other in 2002.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a big Brock Lesnar in a cage kind of guy.
You don't like Bork Laser? All right. What else is going on?
That's it.
Oh, next week, WWE 2K18 comes out.
I mentioned that. You were in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I was dropping the kids off at the pool.
The kid was beside himself today. He said to me, he goes, it's coming out in 7 days.
Tell your boy that when I get my Nintendo Switch, I'm getting my 2K18.
Yeah. We got to get a Nintendo Switch.
I'm getting it.
Yeah, me and you are going to
together. We're going to get it together, yeah.
We'll stop.
We'll stop it.
We're going to
I want to play that basketball game, but I think I want to play it for the PlayStation.
Oh, the 2K18?
Yo, I'm hearing this game is amazing.
My brother got it. He downloaded it on the Switch. It's dope.
Yeah, he's not the only one that tells me that.
And then you know what else my brother got for the play? You know what he got from a PlayStation 4? Was FIFA.
Oh, I have an old FIFA from Xbox 360.
Oh, the FIFA he got
is... That's a fun game.
Dude, he said
if you're into soccer, it's a fun game.
He said FIFA 18 is dope.
All right, well, I think that's it. Do you have any other news? Oh, we have a segment. Our new segment.
That's right.
I don't have any music yet, but...
This is going to be a weekly thing that I'm going to be doing. It's called the Fuck You Wrestler of the Week.
You want me to do my voice?
Do it.
All right, hold on. And now it's time for Choppy's Fuck You Wrestler of the Week.
Ring that bell.
Sponsored by Rant EM Radio and the Shining Wizards Network. Fuck you.
So this week's Fuck You Wrestler of the Week goes to none other than Skinner.
Wait, stop. Steve Kern?
Fuck Steve Kern and fuck Skinner. Ring that bell.
What is wrong with Steve Kern, the fabulous one?
He was great as the fabulous one. But when he came to Skinner, he irked me as a kid.
Him and Bret Hart tore it up, though. He had a great match.
You know why he gets the fuck you wrestler? Why he's the fuck you wrestler of the week? That fucking when he was chewing on that tobacco, he made me gag, dude. Just because you made me gag and all that shit went onto your taco meat on your chest, you know what you get? You get a big middle finger. So fuck you, Skinner. And that's my fuck you wrestler of the week. Thank you, everyone.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Shane Douglas. Hell no, Sadell. You crazy?
Will you stop?
All right. So that was Chompy's fuck you wrestler of the week.
Was it a good one?
That was good. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's plug some of our friends, and we got a really cool throwback for you tonight. We're continuing on our theme of 1997.
Aha!
Aha! What is that, velvet?
It's beautiful.
You know Kunta from upstairs. Brownie points if you know where that's from. Chat room,
do you know where that's from?
Anyway, don't tell them. All right, so we'll be back. We're Time Brooklyn Throwbacks. We're live on the Rant, rantemradio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network.
I'm getting a good reaction from the Fuck You Week, Fuck You Wrestler of the Week.
Oh, yeah? What does it say?
Boat says, laughing my fucking ass off. I love that it's like a 30-second segment.
We'll be back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey,
it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
This is The Last Professional Broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
What made you think of the Hollywood Blondes?
Brian Pillman.
God bless you.
I played this on a show a few times.
My favorite WCW theme. Did I ever tell you that?
No, now you did.
It's my favorite WCW, even better than the NWO theme.
You don't like A Man Called Sting?
No.
No.
No?
Okay.
I'm
you
sure.
Don't like Steiner Line?
No. All right, I thought it was Steiner Rocks!
I guess. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Or even better, Lex Luger's
theme. No, Lex Luger's first theme was dope.
That one's dope. His later one was...
That first one sounds like a fucking 70s cop show.
It does. Wow, how'd you remember that?
Because I played it. I was playing back one of our old episodes.
Okay, that's a question I'm going to post to the chat room before we... Like, chat room... Name some of your favorite theme songs from WCW. That's going to be the question for you guys.
See, now you got to get AA and them involved because they're like the WCW heads.
Then get AA and Tony C.
We'll do a top 10 with the rant.
By the way, good job on the answer, Shaylin. Coming to America, it was correct.
You know, Kunta from upstairs.
Now, here's another one.
Your royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
That's the best line of the whole movie. Yo, Frank. Do you know what a hussa is, man?
That's too easy.
It's a pig that don't fly straight. And you know what? Fuck the Diaz brothers.
Yeah, fuck Gaspar Gomez.
And fuck the Diaz brothers.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
That's right.
So, my friend, this pay-per-view was pretty dope.
Okay, terrific.
It was terrific.
It was terrific.
Johnny Terrific, as a matter of fact.
Johnny Terrific. Fucking night job.
I am.
You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific it is.
So we're going to take this to October 5th, almost to the day, 1997. 21,151 in attendance.
It was a record.
It was a record.
Vince had said it. It was a record.
For the Kiel Center.
Yep.
Very, 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 very famous wrestling venue.
Also, might I add, this is the last time you see McMahon announce.
Yes.
As a commentator.
Couple of... things for this. It was the, of course, in St. Louis, the hometown of
our own Pastor Sydal.
St. Louis is the mecca of the NWA back in the 80s and 70s, I believe.
Yeah. Wrestling at the Chase was all that. We spoke on that before.
Oh, yeah. Shailene just also quoted.
Remember who the sponsor was?
Oh, shit.
I'll give you a hint. It wasn't Stridex. It wasn't Karate Fighters.
Fuck, man. Was it PlayStation?
Yes.
Yes! Yes! Yes, I got it. Thank you.
Hello, you win a free glass of goat's milk. So this is Bad Blood. This is a couple of things went down. This was the day Brian Pillman passed away.
Oh, God.
Which was unfortunate.
I had a tough time watching this pay-per-view.
They just found out before they hit the air.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It was very eerie. Every time Vince was making more updates, it was just like, oof. I wish he had just kept his mouth shut.
Yeah. And it was, you know what? 1997 was a good year. It was. And this was right before, this was when the good was getting good.
Yes.
So, let's get into the first match. The Legion of Doom versus the Nation of Domination.
Handicap match.
Now, Farouk had jumped
Ken Shamrock. And gave him some internal injuries.
So now, the LOD had to go against the Rocky Maivia, Kama Mustafa, and D'Lo Brown. D'Lo Brown's another guy they could have pushed.
He was awesome.
D'Lo Brown's another guy
he they was dope.
To answer Gilbert's question.
And then he ended up on that gay-ass team with Mosh, and it was Lowdown. And then it was him and Tiger Ali Singh as their manager.
Tiger Ali Singh, I remember that.
Remember him?
Yeah.
What is there to say about this match? I mean, Legion of Doom they were off on this match. I don't know why.
I didn't like anything about Legion of Doom in the late 90s.
They were off, right?
Yeah.
They just weren't on their A game in this match.
No.
But Rocky, D'Lo, and Kama, they were dope in this match.
I like the Nation of Domination.
By the way, in comparison to everyone else, he's a monster, bro.
He was always a big dude.
6 foot, what, 8 or 7?
Charles Wright. Charles Wright. Always a big dude, though.
God, but I never noticed how tall he was, bro.
Yeah.
What a monster, man.
I agree.
My favorite part of the match was the ending. He gives, I think it was the Hawk, the back kick to the head, and then Hawk walks into the rock bottom. It was dope.
Yeah, they call for the Doomsday Device, but Farouk comes down to distract him. Animal makes the mistake of following him outside, leading for rock bottom for the win.
Yes.
Nation Domination wins at 12-16.
And you know what I love? I love that they put over the Rock in this match.
No, I like that Doc Hendricks, a.k.a.
Michael PSAs.
And Sonny, who looked fucking dope in this, and we're plugging the WWF hotline.
If anyone is friends with Sonny, tell her that she looked really good in this pay-per-view. And she was awesome.
And then Vince talks seriously to the camera about the death of Brian Pillman.
Ugh, God.
So you're not going to get Brian Pillman versus Dude Love. That was supposed to be the match, too. That would have been a great match, actually.
God damn it, man. Did I tell you this? I actually thought that he was going to win the IC title in that tournament. He was my favorite to win that.
Again, if you weren't a Brian Pillman fan at this time, you weren't really a good wrestling fan.
I'm sorry. I just got up on... Dude, I really... What do you say? They put D'Lo with Teddy for a while, too. Yeah, that didn't work, though, because then they've had Mark Henry attack D'Lo.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
Ugh. But going back to the whole Brian... I thought he was going to be IC champion, bro.
No, yeah, I agree. He could have been IC champion.
No one is friends with Sonny. That's what Pastor Dells is.
Pass against the belt.
Come on. I like Sunny. She's from Jersey, man. Come on. She's great.
She called into the Wizards the other night.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She said she logged into Facebook and she saw Matt's post. So she called in just like randomly. Hi, my name is Tamara from Jersey.
Oh, God.
I was like, holy shit. They had Team Espana in the studio with them.
Yeah, I saw that.
Those fucking Mexicans.
Whoa.
Are they Mexicans?
Team Espana?
No, they're from Spain.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I got my South and Central American
countries all mixed Europe up. And then South America. Really?
Yeah, Europe, South America, Central America.
It's all the same shit, right?
No. that's racist. That's racist. That's racist.
Oh, will you stop?
Yeah, man. Hold on.
Will you stop?
Yeah.
Did you want to hear a racist comment today? We have this Chinese guy that works with us.
Oh, Jesus, no.
And then we were working out near these trucking containers. And this guy's Chevy.
Chevy.
That's his name. It goes up to him. He was like, bro, did you get all your family into one of these containers to come to America?
Okay, terrific.
How fucked up is that comment?
Okay, terrific.
Oof. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
Well, there you go. You're very racist there.
Booker T was, yeah.
Booker. King Booker.
Booker.
And then with his little pinky up in the air.
Love that. All right. What? What happened?
I started laughing. I thought about
Don't spit soda on my new floor. She'll kill me.
I'm sorry. Ring that bell.
Nah, I messed up on the video today. I said midget.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I can't say that no more. It's little people.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas.
Or if it's Family Guy, it's Chumbawumbas.
Jesus!
Why am I such a racist prick? I can't help it.
I don't know, man. I think it's your upbringing.
It's just a character.
I'm blaming your parents.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
I gotta blame somebody.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
Max, Mini, and Nova. Nova. Talk Every about time it. I see the word... I'm sorry. Every time I see the word Nova, I think of... Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
Which in Nova.
When he said Nova, I thought it was. I was thinking ECW.
That's what Mikey said today. Mikey's sitting there watching with me. He goes, Nova? That's not Nova. It's like, no, it's not Nova. It's the other Nova. He was so confused.
By the way, this match, Botchamania all over.
Oh, yeah.
God, it was tall. Oh, my God.
Tarantula. Looks like he's not a small person. He looks like my wife's height.
Ring that bell!
He wasn't a mini.
No, you know what's considered a mini?
No, why don't you tell me, wise one?
Because I remember Vince calling this one time. You had to be 5 feet and under to be considered a mini. Boat says, you ghost chops.
Jesus,
man. We're terrible.
Jesus!
Anyway, alright, so it was Max, Mini, and Nova versus Nova. Mosaic and Tarantula.
What a shit fest this was.
Yeah, it was 6 minutes and 44
Thank
seconds.
Thank God, because I wish they needed to end this a lot faster.
Well, at least Sonny came out to announce the tag match. That woke everybody up.
Sonny, if you're listening to this, I don't know if you're listening to this or not. With all due respect, you're not a very good announcer.
She wasn't out there for her announcing skills, dude. She was out there because she's fucking smoking hot.
Exactly. She was just...
And you know what? If we ever get Sonny on the show, which I hope we do, I want to ask her if she agrees with me. Do you think he brought you out to ring announce because you were a good announcer? She'll probably say no.
No, of course not. But she was... I tell you, she was like... One of my wrestling crushes. She was so hot, dude. And she was so young.
Dude, Shaylin's 4'9", she said.
No, you're not. You're so full of shit. You look like you're probably like 5 feet.
You know that from a Facebook headshot. And knowing what Shaylin does for a living, she can hide well in that shop. She probably poses one of the mannequins. What the fuck with the mic?
Do you pose as one of the mannequins, Shaylin?
Shaylin, do you pose as one of the mannequins?
Oh, man.
That's fucking funny as hell.
Both said, Shaylin, my 5 foot wife got your back.
My 5 foot wife got your back.
Well, you know, she's not 5 feet.
She's 5'3", I think.
And Brielle, I think, is like 5'2".
They're just about the same size.
Yeah.
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 It's a tag team. Tits and grits.
Tits and grits, I love it.
Their opponents from Staten Island, New York. Weight unknown, because you can't fuck with a girl's weight.
Yeah, you can't do the weight.
Here they are, tits and grits.
Oh man, that's dope.
Yeah. Tits and grits.
You know, just popped in my head.
What?
Southern Light Suplex.
So, oh. You want to step away from the pay-per-view and talk about that real
quick?
Yes,
please. Let's talk about this. So,
It was on the show last week.
Yeah, we were watching the women's title match, the FTW women's title match. It was Miss Candy, from what I remember, going against Rex, which was Tyler Rex's little sister. And I guess. And it got to a certain point in the match where we noticed that Miss Candy was wearing these shorts that were maybe two sizes too small on her. And it got to a certain point in the match where Miss Candy did a Northern Lights suplex, and her... Yeah, her bush. What happened was, when she did the Northern Lights, we got her crotch in our faces, and then it looked like we had seen what she ate for breakfast that day. And let's just say that she left nothing to the imagination.
Hello, gorgeous.
Exactly. And that's why I called the Northern Lights suplex her Southern Lights suplex. Because let me tell you something. You saw everything.
90 pounds my ass.
Who? Shaylin?
Shaylin. I take shits heavier than you, Shaylin.
Shaylin, I've had meals bigger than you.
He just did. He had like 7 slices of pizza.
I actually had almost a whole pizza
pie. Almost a whole pie.
I'm an animal. Oh. Oh, my God. I weigh 270. How do I weigh with that? God damn. I weigh like 3 of you.
All right, the Godwins.
This was good.
Going for the tag straps against the Headbangers.
This match was fucking great. I like this match.
Who was Uncle Cletus again? Do we remember who he was?
I think he's my uncle from Portugal.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Uncle Cisco?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Cletus Cisco. Uncle Cletus Margaca. No, I don't remember.
I'm going to find out who Cletus is. Hold
please,
on.
Please do. He looks like somebody from Smoky Mountain.
Oh, dude, it was Tony Anthony, the dirty white boy. T.L. Hopper.
No.
Yes.
It didn't look like him at all.
Yeah, it was him.
So, oh, look at that.
Yep, it didn't look like him at all. You're right.
Okay, terrific.
He put on some weight. Probably for the role, he was just getting old.
And another thing. Phineas and Henry.
Oh, Southern Justice?
They were humongous guys, man. Humongous.
Yeah, they were. I liked them though. I did like the Godwins.
But you want to know something? They only held the tag titles for like a month, and they dropped it to LOD, didn't they?
I believe so. Yeah.
And then LOD eventually dropped it to New Age Outlaws.
This went almost 13 minutes.
It was good. It was very, very good.
Lawless states that if you didn't have electricity, you may be a Godwin.
Oh, man. I'm not a Malala fan, but he was good on the fucking...
Mosh tries for a dive, but Phineas counters with a powerbomb.
Yes, for the win.
And the crowd goes mild. Not wild. They didn't really like it.
But you want to know something? You know what really like scared me? That attempted flapjack by the Headbangers onto...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I thought he broke his neck again with this move. And he was fine, apparently. I couldn't believe it. I was scared.
So JR gets in the ring to introduce the Canadian legend Gene Kaninsky. They're doing like the legends of St. Louis wrestling.
Correct.
Jack Briscoe, Dory Funk, Harley Race, Terry Funk, blah blah blah. Vince gives another update on Brian Pillman.
Even Luthez was there.
Yeah, but Vince is another Brian Pillman update because
yeah.
So the next match was the IC title finals tournament finals.
This should have went longer though.
This is Farouk versus Owen Hart.
This should have went longer.
How dope was Owen Hart with his Slammy Awards?
Not only he's a 2-time Slammy Award winner.
And I want to say this, and I'm probably going to piss some people off, and I really don't care.
Please tell me.
I don't think Owen Hart was as great as everybody says he was.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I think people put pedestals on dead wrestlers.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I'm not saying he was bad. I'm not saying he was... He wasn't amazing, dude. I've read shit where guys were like, oh my God, he was one of the greatest high flyers ever. Like, dude, he wasn't great. He was a good wrestler, hands down. Take away nothing from his talent. He wasn't fucking legendary, though. I'm sorry. You disagree with me, it's fine.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I'm sorry, man. Dude. I don't think he's that... I don't think he was, like,
you know when he
over
became,
the top amazing.
You know when he became money? In 1994. You want to know why?
Because of Brett.
It doesn't matter if it was because of Brett.
It was because of Brett.
Dude, him and... Okay, he wasn't better than Brett, but he was equally better. Just as good as Brett. Equally as good as Brett. You got to give me that. Dude, he didn't win the world title, but he was just as good as Brett.
Dude, I want to... I can't agree with you, man. I can't.
He first off, in 94, he won the King of the Ring. He beat Brett at WrestleMania 10. Think about that for a sec. What else happened? I believe in 95, he won the tag straps with Yokozuna at WrestleMania 11.
I'm aware of the...
But and then his accolades just got better and better. And he had some classic moments, dude. He was really good.
His stuff with Austin was great, too.
Yeah. Owen 316 says, I just broke your neck.
I'm not saying he was bad. I'm just saying, like, people... A lot of people put dead wrestlers on pedestals.
Then those guys... Those people are not great wrestling fans, then. I'm sorry. He was good.
No, I mean, they put
I'm not saying that you're saying he's not good.
No. But you're pretty much defending what these guys are doing online. They're like, he's the greatest. He should be a Hall of Famer.
Wait. Do I think he should have been world champion? No, absolutely not.
No, but he was IC champ. He was tag team champ. So he had his...
He had
his win at WrestleMania.
The only title he didn't win was the world title. That was
it. But he had his Mania moment.
He did.
Right? I don't think he was over the top amazing. I think he was good. I think he was fantastic. I don't think he was fucking, you know.
And like Tom Petty, he was free falling.
He was free.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Why did I just say that?
Okay, terrific.
Whoa.
Wow.
Why did I say that?
You're an asshole face.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting to say that. I got to think before I talk.
Owen versus Farouk. Owen wins the IC title.
Do you think this match should have been longer?
It went almost 6 minutes.
It wasn't long.
No, it wasn't long at all. Jim Nighthawk comes to ringside as Farouk hits the spine bust. The anvil distracts the ref for no real reason, though, as Owen isn't cheating. Austin then runs into the
ring. Whoa!
What?
Yankees just lost game 2 in 13 innings.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Whoa! God damn!
Fucking Jay Bruce tied it up, bro.
Holy shit!
I'm telling you, Cleveland... I told you months ago Cleveland was for real, dude.
God damn!
All the Yankees have is a bullpen. They don't have starting pitching. They don't... And everybody's like, oh, Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is a freak. I love this kid to death. But he had 50-something home runs. Batted almost 300. But he struck out over 200 times.
Well, you also got to keep in mind, he's only 24.
He's a rookie. So, guess what? He's going to strike out. Okay? Todd Frazier hit 217, hit 27 home runs, struck out over 200 times. That's going to hurt you in the playoffs.
Well, you want... Back to the match. I'm sorry. I had Jalen just pointed out, and it just blew my mind just now.
Yeah, now they're down 2-0. They have to go to... They have to go to the Bronx this weekend.
Yep.
Whatever. This is why I love baseball playoffs. When we're done, I'm going to go fucking watch the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks.
Yep.
The Cubs are playing right now. I think they're playing
the Nationals.
They won the division.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Not by much, but they won the division. But Austin came out, hits Farouk with the title, allowing Owen to pin him for the win.
By the way, how gold was Austin when he went to the French announce table? He said, you better say I'm going to whoop his ass in French right now. He said, I don't parle vous français, but you better tell this man that I'm going to whoop his ass in French.
That is a guy who did no wrong from like 96 to fucking 2000.
Oh my God, he was gold.
Yeah.
Yo, when he went to, what about his interaction with Chico Santana?
Dude.
Oof.
The best was when he was in ECW. And he climbs the ladder.
Yes.
And he tells Mikey Whipwreck, you amaze me, son, because you're a go-getter. But you're nothing compared to Steve Austin. Sandman, and he tells woman, don't give me that look, honey. I'm not the one who married a midget. And then he goes, don't give me something with a clothespin and a... Like a whiff or something. He made it sound like she stank.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, Austin was classic on the mic, man.
You know what is my favorite is when he had a promo with Sandman in the ring, And he's like, I can respect you. I can respect the fact that you had to whip somebody's ass and not lick it to get a championship title. He was awesome.
Whipwreck, you amaze me, son. Because you're a go-getter.
But you're not better than Austin. Him and Mikey Whipwreck were like comedy gold.
I wonder if I can find that.
Look it up, dude. That's fucking dope.
Oh, man, I want to play it. Hold on. What's going on in the chat room?
Pastor just said, no, St. Louis just won Austin. And then he said, this is why I've always hated not being able to hear the announcers live. This is true. I agree. And then Pastor Sizzell said, ouch, I guess in regards to the Yankees. Then Bode said he did not take the advice of Third Eye Blind. Then Bode said, their chops feel better, laughing my ass off. I guess that must have been in regards to what I said about Owen.
Here we go.
I deserve a break.
Take a break from the pay-per-view for a second.
I didn't get to climb a ladder to the top in WCW like this. That. I'm up here all the way at the top and I look down.
And I see two jabronis.
And I see two jabronis. From the places I've been, about a $5 piece of ass.
Joey Styles. Whoa!
Whipwreck, you amaze me, son, because you're a go-getter. You ain't got no quit in you. You don't know what the word quit means. I respect you for that. But you're still just a loser in my book, son.
Nice guy.
This is Steve Austin talking to you, and if I'm calling you a loser, you can damn well bet it's the truth.
What a jerk.
Keep drinking a few more beers.
Smoke a few more cigarettes.
Because, yeah, you're sure you're really, really cool. Brother, I'm going to get your ass in a ring, and I'm going to run circles around you. And when your tongue's hanging out there by your feet, and I'm walking off with a damn belt in my hands, you're going to wonder, what the hell was I thinking?
That's Steve Austin.
On second thought, maybe I like him.
It's not a Mikey Whipwreck. It's not one of the misfits back here in that godforsaken dressing room, man. This is Steve Austin. Don't get me wrong, hey. I could rustle up $5, and if I had a clothespin to put on my nose, I'd give you a try.
Whoa!
Woman, none too happy about those
and
comments.
Don't even think about looking at me pissed off, honey, because it's you that married a midget, not me.
There it is.
I wish both of you guys
the phone ringing?
I hope one of you kills each other because whoever comes out on top, goddamn, you're looking at the next champ right here.
Can I just say something about Joey Styles?
Joey Styles is amazing.
That
dude.
Man can call a show by himself anytime he wants.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He called Barely Legal 97 by himself when the viewer's choice wanted him to have a secondary guy. And Paul Heyman said, no, he'd do it by himself. He was awesome.
Your next match, getting back to the pay-per-view.
Sorry, we
took a Steve Austin break. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry, guys. Sometimes you have to relive a classic promo.
Especially from ECW.
It is Turnbuckle Throwback, so once in a while we move away from the topic at hand. I apologize.
Sorry.
I am sorry. Disciples of Apocalypse, the DOA versus Los Boricuas.
God, this match sucked. This match was the absolute drizzling shit.
The gang warfare.
Good God, really? You got the Harry Puerto Rican, who I...
Was Miguel's body hair nastier than Albert's?
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
Yeah. Miguel looked like the dude that works in the back of the pizzeria.
Yes, I agree. In Brooklyn, in Greenpoint.
In Greenpoint. Where every good Italian restaurant has a Central or South American dude working in the back.
Which, in all essence, it's the same thing as Puerto Rico, so it's okay.
It's not Reese. Wow. Jesus Christ, dude, what's wrong with you?
Sorry, Shaylin. Oh, you're Puerto Rican, right?
Jesus!
God damn it, I'm sorry. I gotta really think about what I say sometimes.
Yo, Choppy yelled at a priest last week. Like, so they put us... So before I get back to the pay-per-view, they put us in this... they put us in the back...
By the vending machines.
By the vending machines, right? But we were right in front of the concession stand. Like, the concession stand was on the right of us, right? So, of course, if there's a match going on, if there's people waiting online for their snacks, we couldn't see it. So when it was match time, the people would scatter back to their seats, and they would watch the match. Choppy, now there's a priest. The guy in charge was one of the priests at Sacred Heart Academy. So Choppy, and the priest's talking to some dude, and he's standing right in front of us. So I have a better view. So I said something. Choppy yells out, "Jesus!" And the... And the priest jumped out of the way like, "I'm sorry." And I was like, "Dude, you just yelled at a fucking priest."
And then Phil says, "You know the Padre hates you." And I said, "The Padre doesn't hate me. He loves me. He just doesn't love me that way." Both just said, "Fuck, marry, kill Trump, Kim Jong-un, or Putin."
Wow. What was it? Trump?
Fuck, marry, kill Trump, Kim Jong-un, or Putin.
Okay, we're gonna marry Trump because he has the money.
Correct.
We're gonna fuck Kim.
Why?
Anally.
Why Kim?
With a broomstick.
Oh yeah. Okay.
No. We'll fuck Putin and we'll kill
Kim Jong so that Kim. We can stop this fucking.
You kill the nonsense.
Yeah.
That's easy. But we're still marrying Trump for the money.
Of course, he's a billionaire.
Money.
Dollar. Chillin just said, "Choppy, you yelled at a priest? It was by accident. I didn't mean to yell at him on purpose. It just happened to look like I yelled at him."
No, dude, you yelled. You didn't, yeah, it looked like you yelled at him. He was standing right in front of you.
I'm sorry. He is a man of the cloth, and I apologize, okay? I'm sure God has a...
God has a plan for us. We're doomed.
But I'm sure God has a sense of humor as well.
You think so?
Of course.
The guy gets nailed to a cross. There's nothing humorous about that. Can we laugh after that? Oh, remember that time when they nailed me to the cross? Remember I bled to death for you? Remember I died for your sins? Wasn't that funny? No, it wasn't funny.
I mean, Jesus walks into a hotel.
Stop.
He has 2 to 3 nails. He goes to the hotel clerk. "Can you put me up for the night?" I'm sorry. That's enough. No more.
But. DOA wins 8-04. Match sucked.
That tilt-a-whirl backbreaker from Crush was absolutely the shits.
Michael Cole looking like a boy band member, though. That interviews Bret Hart and a Bulldog for the flag match.
He looked like he should have been part of the Backstreet Boys.
Everybody!
Oh, no. Here we go.
No. What?
Are you going to put on that song?
No, I don't have that song.
I thought you were an avid boy band guy.
The flag match
was dope.
World champion Bret the Hitman Hart.
Nick German is in the room.
Oh, Christ.
Sweet cream on an ice cream sandwich.
Sweet cream on an ice cream sandwich.
Jesus!
I'm sorry.
We need a sound bite for Nick.
No, you know what had my wife laughing this whole week?
Bong bong.
No. When you yell at Mike and you're like, "Jesus Christ on a cracker." She's cracking up over that line, bro. Oh, Shaylin just said, "Choppy is taking the term asshole face to another level." Of course.
Asshole face.
And you want to know something? All my fans are asshole faces as well.
All of his choppians.
All my choppians. All my five choppians. I have such a huge fan base. Yo, gee, so I heard comparing Tom Petty to Owen Hart. How dare he?
Who did?
I did.
You did.
Because I said, like Tom Petty, Owen Hart was free falling.
Sick freak.
I am a sick freak.
I feel like Vader didn't belong in this match.
He didn't. I mean,
it was good though.
He even cursed.
No, he did.
He cursed her before the match.
He did. You want to get into this match a little bit, or just...
Yeah, just... I'm not a Patriot guy, so...
All right, Patriot gets a close near fall with the full Nelson Slam until a fan runs in and attempts to get involved.
Oh, God.
The referee rolls him out while the Bulldog puts the boots to the fan.
Good.
The Patriot goes to roll up Brett, who counters and gets the three. Dude, 25 minutes is how this went.
25 minutes was good for this match. I'm not a Patriot guy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't like Del Wilkes.
He's okay. Kind of name is Del Wilkes. You know what? I already find my next candidate for the fuck you wrestler next week, probably.
Really?
I you know what?
Del Wilkes?
He's going to... Maybe. He might be a likely candidate.
Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck... Oh, you know what? Let's just...
Will you stop?
All right.
I got to be on my best behavior when we go on location sometimes. I'm terrible.
So here we are, Hell in a Cell.
Whoa!
What?
Boats. The only difference between Robin Williams and Owen Hart is the length of the free fallen. Wow! That was good. I'm sorry. God forgive me.
That was good. God forgive me.
I'm sorry.
And what do you know? We got a couple of haters.
By the way, yeah. Can we put the promo on for where... Fucking Enzo is dissing all the cruiserweights on the ring.
I mentioned that while you were in the potty.
That
he caught the beating.
Fuck.
Listen, I didn't know you were taking a dump in there. You said you'd be right back. Fucking, I was pressed for time here.
I'm sorry, dude. Thank you for that bell, sir.
Ralphie May did die tonight. But I didn't give him any love. I'm sorry. I forgot. I did play... Ralphie May is famous on Turnbuckle Throwbacks because... I mentioned the word retard one time.
And someone only one time?
No. One time where someone got offended and blew my page up. And I played the 5-minute clip of Ralphie May when he had a retarded friend growing up. And it was like a whole big skit. I played it during a break one time. So Ralphie May died tonight, 45 years old, cardiac arrest. He was like 600 pounds. So I hope it wasn't drug-related because that's what happens to most of these comedians. But rest in peace. He was a funny dude.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of my favorites, but he was funny. Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, this match went, like, I think 30 minutes.
No, it could have. I think it was longer.
Let's see.
It was so long.
29 minutes.
Really? I thought it was. Why do you feel like it was longer?
This was a classic match. I'm not a big Shawn Michaels guy, but you got to when he in the big spots, you got to give him his due.
I'm not a big Undertaker guy.
I'm not a big Undertaker guy either, but both guys were, you know.
And then we have a debuting Kane.
All right, so let's see. The cameraman gets very close to Shawn at one point.
Yes,
he continues the offense. Curse at him, double axe handle didn't look great. Taker dives back in. He's not done fighting back because Shawn doesn't seem to never get enough. Back body drop launches Shawn into the cameraman. Shawn beats him up. The commentary. That cameraman has a family.
Can I ask you a question about the cameraman?
Sure.
Do you think that guy was that a real cameraman or was that a wrestler, you think?
No, they those guys are... It's a hazard pay to get in there. Same way sports guys have. The football guys have the cameras. You just have the cameras on the sidelines and get pummeled. Okay. There wasn't a wrestler.
Because it looked like Shawn was legitimately pissed.
He was legitimately pissed.
He was, all
but
right.
But so it wasn't the guy... I mean, listen. It's 1997. The technology almost was there. Guys had to climb... Back in the day, you had to climb into the ring with the fucking... With correct. The camera. So, you know, it is what it is. Commentary is great in this match. Shawn holds up the swerve... While Commissioner Slaughter has the cell open to get out the cameraman. Get the cameraman out. Shawn connects with a sweet chin music, but Taker sits up instantly. Business picks up.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like the no cell either.
Yeah,
that's what I hate about Undertaker. Don't tell my sister Natalie that, though. She'll get mad at me. She loves Undertaker. Shawn runs out, exits the cell, which makes the cameraman stuff a brilliant move. Undertaker slingshots Michaels into the steel, which busts him wide open.
Yep,
there we go. Now, this is where it gets fun.
Yes.
In a moment where that was replayed a bunch, Shawn is thrown into the cell like a fucking javelin, and his face is like crimson mask now.
It was bad. I think he did a bad blade job on this one.
Michaels is a desperate attempt to flee, climbs the cell, Taker follows him, back body drop out of a pile driver up there, grates his face into the ceiling of the cage.
Yep.
Which causes blood to spill on a camera lens under them, which is perfect. That wasn't meant to happen, but it did, which made it genius. Shawn has the balls to take a gorilla press spot while he was up there.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to escape, but he's caught. Taker steps in with his hand, causing Shawn to fall through the announce table.
Yep.
So now Taker pounds him, brings him back into the Hell in a Cell. Then they lock it again. The beating continues when Taker nails a choke slam from the top rope. In a fitting move, Taker then gets a steel chair and beats the shit out of Shawn Michaels with it.
And that's a receipt from back in September when Shawn Michaels bashed his brains in on a fucking steel chair.
Good call. He signals for the tombstone, and then the lights go out.
And you hear the organ playing.
When they come on the red glow, Paul Bearer's walking with Kane. That's gotta be Kane! My God! The kid does it so good. He rips the door off the hinges and goes into the face of his brother. Nothing happens till he makes the fire, you know, the fire explode from the turnbuckles.
Yep.
And then he tombstones Taker and leaves. Shawn Michaels crawls over, barely gets his arm over Taker and scores the victory.
Yep.
29 minutes and 57 seconds.
This match was fantastic.
Absolute classic. It was the first ever Hell in a Cell. Probably it's ranked as the best ever.
And you want to know something? And you got to applaud Shawn Michaels because he was the guinea pig for a lot of these
matches. Well, the psychology of Michaels doing everything possible to shake him off was perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Shawn took a beating, which I thought was great. And
which he deserved because he kept fucking with The Undertaker for the past 2 or 3 months. So he needed that ass kicking.
I agree. That's fair. But this was good, though. I enjoyed this match.
It was very good.
Yeah.
You know what? At this time, I was not the biggest, like I was not a fan of Shawn Michaels in the 90s. When he came back from the initial, from the back injury in 2002, I became an instant fan again because it seemed like he was better.
I wasn't a big fan of any of these guys. However, in big spots, they delivered. And I think that's if Shawn Michaels didn't get hurt, and I've said this a million times, I've said this to you, the crew, my other co-hosts. I think if Shawn Michaels didn't get hurt, I think he would have had better matches. Like, he would have put on more better matches. I think his injuries were the few and far between that he had limited him from the stuff that he was really, really capable of. Like, he had magical moments, WrestleMania, Hell in a Cell,
yes.
The whole nine yards, Royal Rumble. But him hurting his back, I think, hurt him in the long run. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. The guy, listen, when Vince needed those guys to step up, him, the Bret Harts of the world, Takers, before Austin, this is when the new generation.
Razor.
Diesel. you had a sense of, like, you knew he was a guy you can go to, like he was the spot guy.
You know what I liked about the new generation?
Nothing.
One thing I did like. It was not just one guy carrying the company. It was a combination of guys. You had Diesel. You had Razor. You had Shawn. You had Brett. You had who else? You had Yoko. You had Lex at one point, even though Lex was the drizzling shits. And then
Cubs win 3-0.
There you go.
Game one. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And that's pretty much the only thing I liked about the new generation, as opposed to where you go to like the 80s. And in the late 90s, where the 80s, Hogan was the guy. And then you go to the 90s, the late 90s, and you got Austin as the guy, you know? And it got to a certain point that when Austin got injured, then Rock became the face of the company. Oh, my God. Guess who's in the room?
Who?
Greg Crona Jones.
Hello,
Frisco.
Had like chicken in the noodles.
Nick German just said, fuck the Cubs.
Hello, gorgeous.
How about fuck the Nationals?
Ring that bell. I love that.
Fuck Bryce Harper in his ass. I fucking hate the Nationals.
Did you see what I said to Nick German this week? He got so mad at me.
You guys are like two. You're like two married women. You're like two cackling.
Are you jealous?
No. Just, but you're like two cackling hens.
Did you see what I said to him?
No.
He says that, you know, he was mad that I'm not going to be at Philly to have the match with him. And the extreme matchup with him and I at the Rumble in Philly. So I was like, you know what, Nick? The only extreme matchup I want to see is you versus Just for Men.
If his homeboy wasn't selling these fucking tickets for, you know, a hefty price, I'd say we go, but I'm not paying.
It's too expensive. I would love to go, but I can't go.
Dude, I can't afford to pay attention. I mean, you know, I could, by the time that comes around, I probably can afford that, but I don't want to pay that, you know?
Nah, it's just too much. But thank you, Nick, thank you. Nick German said, Choppy's my boo.
Literally.
Oh, man. That's too funny.
Fucking two cackling hens.
Oh, stop it, you.
Hello. What's up, Greg Cronin Jones? Has treats.
Yeah, seriously.
Greg's got the Shell Pod Network. Support, go support his shows.
Support it, please.
Yeah, they do a bunch of stuff, especially with Japan, Japanese wrestling. So
go. Do you speak Japan?
I know speak Japan.
Okay, I just want to make sure you speak Japan.
Who said that?
That was DT.
DT.
Shout out to DT.
And by the way, Don Tony has a new segment called This Week in Wrestling. He wants to make a fucking podcast out of it, he said.
Why?
Because he wants to bite off Turnbuckle Throwbacks. That's what he wants to do. All right, dude. I know the classics are classics, but dude, now you're just fucking reaching. All these other shows now are getting these throwbacks, throwback-ish fucking imitation is the best form of flattery, I guess. So
we're the bar.
Shout out to Don Tony.
We are the bar.
Shout out to Wrestling Soup. Shout out to
Kevin Castle.
Everybody. Shout out to everybody. All of our colleagues. All of our peers. Midnight Jury. All those guys. So
there's a war between me, between Greg and Nick as to whose boo am I belong to.
A grown men fighting over you. That's all you, kid. That's all you. You can have at it, buddy.
It's very rigorous, by the way.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
Really? Really? Why'd you gotta call me a cigarette? All right. Damn, this guy.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a little early. Want to take some questions?
We can take chat room questions. Sure.
There's 8 users in the chat room. Give me some fucking questions, goddammit. Or else the chat room is going to be my fuck you chat for the next week. What we got here? Shout out to...
What do you say?
Boat says shout out to Monica Lewinsky.
I'd hit that.
When she was young, bro. Oh. She's
still not bad looking.
She had a...
She can get it. She can get it.
Wow.
I ain't mad at that. What?
Shout out to Heidi Fleiss.
Heidi Fleiss. What is this? The whore hour?
You know what I want to shout out to? I want to shout out Booberry.
The cereal. You like that cereal? They brought them all back for Halloween?
And Frankenberry.
Not a fan.
What?
If I had to eat any of them, which I won't, Count Chocula. Mm. I don't like marshmallows in my cereal. You like that?
I do and I don't.
Nah, what was it?
What did you just ask me, Nick? Dude, now you're asking for a fucking beating.
What's he asking?
He's asking me if I'm a top or a bottom.
Virgin.
Exactly, Nick. You're the fuck. Go pop somebody else's cherry, goddammit.
When you get on Space Mountain, you'll be like this.
You're a cunt.
All right. You're such an asshole.
I'm the asshole.
Oh, you know, I've been
very... Grown men are fighting over you, kid, not me.
They're fighting over my asshole, apparently.
They can have it.
Anyways, can you go up the... Damn, they're so fast with the fucking questions. Greg wants to know, what is... Did we see the remake of It? I have not yet.
The horror genre is not my thing. That's Chunky Larry and Geeks in the Industry guys. They like that shit. I like old horror movies, you know, like the Universal Monsters and shit, like Creatures from the Black Lagoon, Frankenstein,
yeah,
Dracula.
Yeah.
I have all those on a box set. Michael's got it, actually.
Not a fan.
Yeah, no, that's I like that shit, like Bela Lugosi type shit.
I think Bela Lugosi was a great
Dracula. Don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. I liked you know, like Freddy and Jason and all that other shit, but I wasn't like, yeah. And the first verse, listen, when you read a Stephen King book and then you watch the movie, you get disappointed. Except for The Shining, and my favorite Stephen King book was Christine, about the possessed car.
Yeah, I remember that.
But the movie was
horrible. A lot of the Stephen King movies were horrible, except for It.
Shining was fucking dope.
Oh, Shining, that's right, I'm sorry. Shining was good. That was great. Well, can you do me a favor? Can you see if you go up to the chat room? Because Boat's giving me a question, I didn't see it, and he's getting a little right, antsy. Hold on. Where is it? Keep going. Here we go. Who would you rather take to hoop? Bertha Faye or Rosie Lotta Love in her rotund prime?
I'm a big girl guy. I like big women.
Rosie's dope, bro.
Rosie was dope.
Rosie lost a lot of weight. Did you see her recently?
She could still get it.
She is fucking fine, dude.
Yeah, she had a pretty face. So Rosie would be...
Fuck you, Nick. I would never have American Males as my theme music.
American Males.
American Males. If that's the case, then you'd be my tag team partner, bitch.
Can you imagine you and Nick wearing suspenders with no shirt on?
Absolutely.
Your wife would be in heaven.
She would be. She loves Nick, by the way.
She got the hots for Nick German suplex.
She likes. Oh, Pastor Pet Cemetery. Did you ever see that?
Terrible movie.
I didn't like it.
Great
either.
Book, though.
I never read the book.
The book was dope. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. Stephen King put out some amazing books. There's some long ones, though.
Tune in next week when Pastor prays for Choppy Live. Footnote, it might not work. LOL.
We might have to have Pastor Del come on here before the year's end and have a blessing for Choppy.
No, okay, can we have Pastor to join us on a throwback one of these days? Because I really, like...
Pastor knows he's always invited to
come Pastor, on. If you could just join us one time.
Maybe we'll let Pastor pick one that we haven't done yet.
Ooh.
But then he has to do his homework and come on the show.
Yeah, dude, I would be down for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick German said, I'm shredded, son. What, like shredded cheese?
Shredded cheese.
Oh, my God. Ooh, questions. Wrestling questions, people. Or even anything.
Yeah, this is random. So you got 5-10 minutes and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah. How's baby Logan, Choppy? He's a bundle of cuteness.
He won't shut the fuck up.
Dude, he won't let me sleep, man. Last night he gave me four hours of sleep off and on.
Ugh.
But he's doing good, thank you. He's healthy.
He is healthy.
He can fucking eat.
That's all he does.
Pretty much, he eats, sleeps, and shits.
Basically, that's what they do.
And he still and he still cries because he's not happy.
I don't know how he's not happy. I don't know how any baby wouldn't be happy with just fucking getting rubbed on, getting loved, and eating, sleeping, and shitting. Not to worry about the word. No, kill it.
Kill it?
Okay. Yeah, I have plenty in the kitchen. But
thank you again for the Coke. Very nice.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, fuckheads, questions. That's the only way we're going to get questions if I don't instigate this chat room.
Is what, getting mean to the audience? Is that how we're getting questions? You maniac?
Have you heard of Greg Cronin Jones? Have you heard of Ric Flair having a big mule?
Yes. Yes. Tony Schiavone mentioned it, apparently.
And I believe Sonny mentioned it as well. Oh, not Sonny. It was...
not Sonny.
No, not Coke. Coke Zero. Good shit.
Choppy likes that Coke stuff.
I like Diet Pepsi, too.
I'm a Pepsi guy.
Diet Pepsi's better.
I love Diet Pepsi.
Correct. WWE 2K18, Tourney / Goof Fed. I'll buy and be in if you're down. Nah, I don't have a PS4 yet.
Well, yeah, well, I can do that with the kid. The kid will do that with you. So, yeah, add us. I think the handle on PS4 is EMT Big Dog. So you can add me.
No, I'm not the fuckface, Boats. I'm the asshole face. You guys are the fuckfaces.
Asshole face.
Greg Kona. Woo!
Yeah, Greg would say that. Yeah. Questions. Yeah, no questions? We're going to wrap it up if there's no questions.
Questions. Riddle me this. Would you ever do an episode on Paul Roma? That's a good question.
We did one on Virgil. That was Dave's request. That was fucking terrible. It can't be as bad as doing one on Virgil.
You know what? You know who could have been money was Paul Roma.
I'm not a Paul Roma fan. If you think so, that's fine. But I'm not a Paul Roma fan.
Oh, here we go.
What?
He wasn't bad.
No, I don't think he was a fucking anything. Just
Power and Glory was dope.
Like Power and Glory.
Power and Glory was dope, and I also like Pretty Wonderful.
And I like Pretty Wonderful as well. I'm not.
They were money, dude.
Can't push him as a singles guy though.
Shailen just asked, "Do you guys remember the night after the pay per view when Vince interviewed Pillman's Widow?" Yeah, that was fucked up.
Yeah,
I hated that. I still hate it.
What are you gonna do? It's the '90s.
Is Vince trying to get some ratings? The dick.
Yeah, it was the '90s. He was in main competition with WCW.
Now he was an asshole face.
He still is.
When are you guys gonna come out west and do a podcast with FSW?
When they pay for our plane fare.
It's expensive to go out there, dude.
Yeah, pay for my fucking flight and hotel and we'll talk about it.
Because we're huge stars.
I was in Vegas for 16 hours. Did I tell you ever that story?
Tell me.
No.
No, seriously, tell me. I want to hear it. Because I got one for you afterwards.
So I was dating this chick. It was in 2007.
Jesus.
Before my surgery. So I was bigger than what I am now. And she moved out west, and we kept the relationship. She's like, "You gonna come out and visit me?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gonna come out and visit you." So one of the guys at work gave me Cialis. They told me, they heard I was going out there. They're like, "Yeah." So this little Dominican guy, the old man, he's like, "Yo, take this, Poppy. It's good." I'm like, "I can still get it up, bro. I'm good." He's like, no, you'll like it, you'll like it. So the plan was, she lived in Reno. We're gonna fly to Reno, and then she bought tickets for a hockey game at the Grand. So then we would fly to Vegas the 2 days after I was there and stay in Vegas for the night and then go back to Reno. And because it was like an hour flight. Because basically Reno and Las Vegas, like a 7 hour difference, something like that. Nevada's a big state. So we're on our way, and I'm in the bathroom of the airport. I crack a half a Cialis. And I take it. Right?
I can see where this is going.
So, about 20 minutes into the flight, I'm getting like this tingling in my gut. And the tingling is like that feeling you get when you see a hot chick and you're about to get a boner, but you don't get the boner yet. That special tingling. Well, that was intensified by a million. And my dick was so hard at that point that you could hang a fucking coat on it, right? We got to the hotel. I tore her apart for like an hour. Let's go to dinner. No. Let's fuck now. Tore her up. Went to dinner. Came back. Went to the game. Tore up again. Came back from the game. Tore her up again. Went to sleep. I couldn't sleep. I stayed awake all night. She slept. Woke her up. Tore her up again. We flew back. She was tore up so bad. She had to get one of them inflatable hemorrhoid pillows. Yeah, I beat her up. I beat her up sexually. And it was like the worst. Dude, I'll never do that again. It scared the shit out of me. Because all I wanted to do was fuck and not sleep. I fucking tore that pussy up. It was terrible.
Ooh! Oh, Greg wants to know more about your dick, Phil.
Greg? No.
No. Oh, Double A just texted me. He said, "Listen to you guys on the road. Wanted to know if either one of you paying $80 for the damn Ric Flair robe at Toys R Us."
Who wants to know?
Double A.
Oh, yeah. He posted a picture out on Facebook the other day.
It was dope.
$80 though?
It's expensive.
Well, $10,000 is expensive for a robe.
Well, if you want to look like Ric Flair. I'll just buy a regular bathrobe and put some freaking bedazzled jewelry on it.
Yeah, the wife can do that for us.
The rhinestones. She's
like a rhinestone cowboy. Like a rhinestone choppy.
Ooh.
My chopping. I think that's it, dude.
Whatever you want to do, I don't give a fuck.
All right, let's wrap this up then.
Sorry, guys. No more questions. Fuck off. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Fucking lunatic.
I am a lunatic. I choppy loves his fans. Top whatever worst pay-per-views of all time up to WrestleMania. Oof, that's tough. Give me a week to think about that one.
Yeah, give me a week.
Give me a weekend to, like, veg.
All right, well, we hope you enjoyed Bad Blood tonight.
You guys watch the new Bros of Brody doc that Hyatt Spots put out? I heard it was dope from my friend.
No, I didn't see that yet. I'll have to check that out.
It has to be dope if it's Bruiser Brody.
I might pick that up.
I might have to give you a thumb drive for that one.
Yes. Anyway, thank you very much for everybody in the chat room tonight. Thank you, everybody, for chiming in this week. Thank everybody, man.
You have a great weekend, too, Just for Men.
Now, buy a shirt, please. ProWrestlingTees.com/TomicalThrowbacks. Proceeds will go to Vegas. You want to email us, TomicalThrowbacks1@gmail.com. Twitter, at TBuckleTBacks, and
at Choppy2984.
ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Shout out to Neckbreaker, their last show, November 1st. We're going to miss you guys. RantEMRadio.com. Don't forget coverage for Hell in a Cell is this weekend at the Surface What Are You Reading comic book show at 7 p.m. I think that's it.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
That's it.
Nick German just called me a fucking cocksucker.
I'm not surprised.
God, why? I didn't do anything.
Support all our friends. Support all their shows. Support your local scene.
Support my testicles.
Support Choppy's testicles. And
shout out to Phil's dick.
Shout out to Phil's dick.
Yeah.
Yep. Choppy's asshole face.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Greg, go to the Shell Pod. Support Greg and all his crew.
Greg's a good dude.
He's a good dude. They got some good stuff on there. Check it out. I think that's it, man. I have nothing else. As I play Bad Blood from Propane. Love Propane.
Boats, chat. I teach so great and takes over my life. I can't read anymore. I'm too tired.
So, on behalf of my tag team partner, Choppy, I'm the Impact player, Mr. Philip G. Ray, reminding you all, please take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Do not get arrested. Do not say the N-word or the R-word unless you're Tony C. or Choppy.
Whoa! I don't use the N-word. Oh, nipple.
Nipple.
Nipple's good.
I said nipple. That's the N-word.
Okay, there you go.
Anyway. And that's it. We'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.